Good afternoon, and welcome to Aceros Arequipa's conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the presentation, we will open the floor for questions. At that time, instructions will be given as to the procedure to follow if you would like to ask a question. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Rafael Borja of i-advize Corporate Communications. Sir, you may begin.
Thank you, Nikki, and good morning and good afternoon, everyone. I'm very pleased to welcome you to Corporación Aceros Arequipa's first quarter earnings conference call. Joining us today from Lima, Peru, are Mr. Tulio Silgado, Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. Ricardo Guzmán, Chief Financial Officer. Today, they will be discussing first quarter 2020 results after a press release issued by the company on Friday, May 1st. Please be advised that today's call is for investors and analysts only. Therefore, questions from the media will not be taken. If you're a member of the media and wish to direct any questions to the company, please contact the company directly after the call. For a copy of the earnings report or the webcast presentation that accompanies this call, please visit the company's website. If you need any assistance or wish to be included in future distributions, please contact i-advize New York at 212-406-3693. Before we begin, I would like to remind you that forward-looking statements may be made during this conference call, and they do not account for economic circumstances, industry conditions, the company's performance, or financial results. As such, these forward-looking statements are based on several assumptions and factors that could change, causing actual results to materially differ from the current expectations. Thus, we ask that you refer to the disclaimer located in the earnings release prior to making any investment decision. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Tulio Silgado, Chief Executive Officer of Aceros Arequipa, who will begin the presentation. Tulio, please go ahead.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our first quarter 2020 earnings call. We appreciate your interest in Aceros Arequipa, and we are thankful for your attention in these unusual times that are affecting us all. We consider it important to continue to have open communication channels with the market and maintain transparency with all our stakeholders. Let's begin by taking a quick look at slide number 2 so we can review today's agenda. I will begin this presentation by commenting on the current COVID-19 situation, but discussing its impact in our operations and the company's response to this threat. Afterwards, I will briefly review the consolidated results. Then I will pass the floor to Ricardo Guzmán, our CFO and IRO, who will discuss operational and financial performance prior to the question and answer session. It's important to mention that given the level of uncertainty and how external events may unfold due to COVID-19, we are withdrawing our previous guidance for 2020 and will not be giving any until we have more clarity to form a more accurate view. Let's turn to slide number 3 to comment on COVID-19 and the company. There is no denying that the measures taken to contain the COVID-19 outbreak both worldwide and locally have had material repercussions on several industries and economies. Nonetheless, our early concerns have been with our employees and vulnerable families within the plant influence area. On this call, we have not had any positive cases in our workforce, which now is largely under home office, never were possible. Additionally, we have purchased 2,400 rapid tests, digital thermometers, and personal protective equipment for our employees, as well as implemented safety protocols to be followed once we start operations. Furthermore, we have supplied vulnerable families in our plant influence area with food boxes and cleaning appliances, as well as donate 3,200 personal protective equipment to a local low-income public hospital and medical respirator to Peruvian health authorities. The company has also purchased a fumigation tractor to spray disinfectant in the street of the community in the vicinity of our facilities in Pisco. We are also compromised to do whatever possible to protect jobs. Consequently, we have taken measures such as compensation for quarantine hours with vacation time, consensual salary reductions, and currently evaluating a temporary labor suspension, which will be as a last resort. Aceros Arequipa business, as you know, has its core in attending the construction sector, which, following the mandatory social isolation decreed by the government, has been paralyzed. Our productive operational facilities, such as melt shops, rolling mills, tube plants, have been shut down. It is important to point out that, despite the shutdown, we have attended some specific local international customers that had purchased permissions. Another main concern is to ensure our business continuity. Hence, some early measures include minimize inventory levels by halting the purchase of new imported raw materials as we continue receiving the ones bought before the closure. Implement overall budget reductions. Prioritize the new melt shop and rolling mill project and postpone other investments. In this regard, the new melt shop construction is currently on hold as well, so we are pushing the expected deadline to the first quarter 2021. As mentioned earlier, current uncertainty does not allow us to form a clear view of the upcoming months. Nonetheless, we are preparing for a significantly lower than usual domestic demand despite a probable reaction of the construction sector by May 11th. Consequently, we expected lower demand could push local prices downward. For our early market approach, we have need to drive revenues through our telesale channel and web orders. On the other hand, our customer financial health may be impaired, so we are preparing for a rise in collection levels. It's important to mention that Aceros Arequipa will do its best effort to avoid contributing to the chain of payment disruption. This new context forces us all to change, but also to find opportunities by leveraging our strengths. We expect that changes in construction regulations, as an example, reducing the maximum number of construction workers at our client sites, will benefit our long-standing strategy of offering value-added services by accelerating the demand of cut and blend products and pre-assembled services, as well as being services offered by our TSC subsidiary. We remain confident about our financial health and cautious on the next steps we undertake to return to the value generation path, as we have done before when times were difficult. Now let's have a look into the first quarter 2020 results. Please turn to slide 5. Please note that all figures are on consolidated basis. Additionally, any growth rate presented will be year over year unless stated otherwise. This quarter results are affected by COVID-19 restrictions starting halfway into March. As of previous months, figures were promising, which minimized the negative impact into the first quarter. Hence, margins remain solid and we partially move forward with our investment pipeline while also maintaining healthy leverage levels. Revenue was lower due to lower volumes as market halted for half of March. After COVID-19, mandatory social distancing policies took place. However, profitability remained strong down the line, and EBITDA was similar year over year at 91 million soles, and EBITDA margin reached 14%, and then margin was 6%. During the first 3 months, CAPEX was 133 million soles, mainly driven by 87 million soles that were allocated toward the new melt shop facility. Working capital requirements rose to an increase in inventory and reduction in current liabilities. Consolidated net debt rose in line with higher financing of the new melt shop and represented 2.5 times our last 12 months EBITDA. Now I would like to turn the floor to Ricardo Guzman, our CFO, and IRO, who will further discuss financial performance for the quarter. Ricardo, please go ahead.
Thank you, Tulio. Good afternoon, and thank you again to everyone for joining us today. Please turn to slide number 7 for a review of our consolidated revenue performance. During the quarter, consolidated revenue declined by $126 million, or 16.5%, as a result of the local lockdown that took place since mid-March. This was reflected mainly in local revenues, which reached 543 million soles, a decline in 113 million, or a 17% year-over-year. On the other hand, export revenue decreased by 12% to 94 million soles. During the quarter, export revenue represented 16% of total consolidated revenue, compared to 14% for the first quarter of 2019. The Bolivian market remained the main destination for the company's exports, and the lockdown on this country was the main driver for the export revenue reduction. On a per-product basis, core categories such as rebars, wire rods, and merchant bars decreased by 86 and 5 million soles, respectively. And revenue of other products, which among other include imported products, declined by 35 million soles. Now let's move to slide number 8 to discuss profitability measures. Gross profit for the period was 115 million soles, similar to the figures of the first quarter of 2019. The negative effect of lower sales were offset by the extraordinary results obtained in January, February, and the first half of March, when we registered an increase in margins driven by lower raw material prices and lower transformation costs. The gross margin reached 18%, which was higher to that of the first quarter 2019. EBITDA for the quarter reached 91 million soles, similar to that of the first quarter 2019, and EBITDA margin rose to 14%, 2.2 percentage point increase compared to the same period of 2019. Now, let's take a closer look to EBITDA growth drivers on slide 9. EBITDA for the quarter was similar to that of first quarter 2019, as higher SG&A expenses were offset by lower other net operating expenses. SG&A, excluding depreciation and amortization, rose as a percentage of revenue to 6.6% compared to 4.9% as of the first quarter 2019, mainly due by lower sales and higher receivables provisions and expenses of third-party services. EBITDA margin was 14.4%, 2.3 percentage points above the margin obtained in first quarter 2019. Moving to our bottom line, let's go to slide number 10 to take a look into our net profit. During the first quarter 2020, net profit was 4.7 million soles, lower year over year, as a result of lower operating profit and lower exchange rate difference, which were partially offset by lower financial expenses and income tax. Now, please let's move to slide number 11 to discuss our debt metrics. As of March 2020, the total financial debt was 1,470 million soles, 198 million soles higher than that as of December 9, 2019, as 87 million soles were used for our new melt shop project and 98 million soles were disbursed for working capital requirements. The consolidated net financial debt grew by 199 million soles compared to December 2019, and reached 973 million soles. Therefore, the consolidated net financial debt to EBITDA ratio was 2.5 times, which was higher than the 2 times registered as of December 2019. As of March 2019, 53% of total debt was denominated in soles, 46% in US dollars, while the remainder was denominated in bolivianos. The financial lease for the new mail shop signed with Banco de Credito was increased to $208 million as a result of the project's budget adjustment. This lease financing is structured in 2 contracts with a combined 10-year tenor with an initial 3-year free of principal payments. Now let's move to slide number 12 to discuss working capital and CapEx. operating working capital as of March 2020, which excludes cash available for sale assets and financial liabilities, increased to 968 million soles, mainly driven by an increase in inventories of 91 million soles. Higher inventories were mainly explained by imported raw materials that were in transit. CapEx in the first quarter of 2020 was 133 million soles, of which 87 million soles were disbursed for the construction of the new melter. Due to the nature of this financing, CapEx and corresponding leasing disbursements are not represented on our cash flow statement. Now, please let's turn to slide number 13 to discuss cash flow. As of March 2020, cash flow from operation was negative 76 million soles, mainly explained by EBITDA generation, which was offset by an increase in working capital requirements. Cash flow from investment was a negative 9 million soles, as investment in fixed assets and intangibles reached 45 million, partially offset by asset sales of 34 million soles and interest received by of 3 million soles. Cash flow from financing reached 83 million, mainly due to debt disbursement, net of debt amortization and interest payments. It is important to point out that the capital leasing agreement of our mail shop is not included in the cash flow from finance. Finally, as Julio mentioned earlier, given the current circumstances happening all over the world and its impact on several industries, including ours, we are withdrawing our previous guidance for 2020 and will not be giving any until outlook gets clearer. This concludes our presentation and thank you for your attention. We are looking forward to answering all your questions. So at this point, we can move to a Q&A session of that presentation. Operator, please proceed.
Thank you. At this time, we will open the floor for your questions. First, we will take the questions from the conference call and then the webcast questions. If you would like to ask a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touchtone phone now. Questions will be taken in the order in which they are received. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, just press the pound key. Again, to ask a question, please press the star and one now. And for the webcast viewers, simply type your question in the box in the lower right corner of your screen and click Submit Question. We will pause momentarily to compile a list of questioners. And our first question comes from the line of Ethel McGowan with Capia. Your line is live. Please proceed with your question.
Good afternoon, Tulio and Ricardo. Hope you and your family are doing well during this tough moment. I have a couple questions. The first one is regarding the budget reductions. How much should we expect in the coming quarters in terms of percentage of SG&A and revenue or in terms of solid? And my second question is, what would be and the new CapEx estimate for this year?
Ricardo, please go ahead.
Okay. Okay. With regards to your first questions, for this 2020, we have a budget above the one we reached on 2019. We are still reviewing our budget. This is not a one-time shot analysis, but so far, what we have made a reduction is about 3 million below, I'm talking about the SG&A, 2 million below of 2019. However, we will be making an increase in the provisions of collectibles, which will be 2 million. So it will be the same year of 2019. However, this includes a higher provision of collectibles. With regard to your second question, with the CAPEX, our 2020 guidance that we gave last call, it was around 180 million to 200 million. We have adjusted that numbers. We are still reviewing the CapEx. That's why we are not offering a guidance for this 2020. But as of today, even though we're still reviewing all the CapEx, the CapEx for this year will be 127 million. But if we consider that 38 million has already been invested, what we have projected for April to December, it's like 93 million of CapEx. Of these 93 million, the mill shop, the rolling mill project, and operating CapEx is 85 million, which represents 91% of the CapEx we have to do for what is left of the year.
Thank you very much.
And once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star and one on your touchtone phone. And for the webcast viewers, simply type your question in the box in the lower right corner of your screen and click Submit Question. And we will pause momentarily to compile a list of questioners. And your next question comes from the line of Juan Pablo Brosset with Credicorp Capital. Sir, your line is live. Please proceed with your question.
Hi, Julio and Ricardo. Thank you very much for hosting the call. I just have one quick question regarding the raw materials effect that we saw during the quarter. How much longer would you believe that this effect will last? And what are the reasons behind the lower raw material costs? Thank you.
Ricardo?
Yes. Well, it's hard to know how material prices will be behaving. What we expect is that as prices will go down in the market of finished products, there is a straight correlation with raw materials. So we expect that raw materials will go down as well. How much is hard to tell right now.
So anyway, I would like to complement the answer. We expected a low material cost for the whole year because the world is selling very, the cost of the low material will be for the whole year very, very, very low, no?
Great, thank you. And one quick question, according to you and your view, what the reason behind, is it mainly demand-driven, the lower prices?
Repeat again, please.
Is the reason behind the lower prices mainly due to the lower demand of steel prices, steel finished products?
Of course. This is the main reason, probably.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
At this time, we will take the webcast questions. I will now turn the call over to iAdvise.
Julio and Ricardo, I have a couple of questions from Sebastian Montoya from Compass Group. The first one is, do you consider that the company is in a privileged position for the economic recovery plan, given the industry you belong to? And the second question is, in which month do you expect to recover normalized production levels?
The second question, we expected to start our melting shop, the whole factory in real terms in 1 month's time. We are not restart. Hello? You hear me?
Yes, we're here.
Hello? Okay, sorry. Yes. We expected to start the factory in 1 month's time. Right now, we are not doing that because we have enough stocks, finished products. For that reason, we expected to start producing in the first week of June, approximately. And what's the other question?
Yeah, sure. The first one is, do you consider that the company is in a privileged position for the economic recovery plan, given the industry you belong to?
Yes, of course, but remember that our main customers are the I don't know the word in English. Economy informal. Our main customers are not the big constructions, are not the formal construction. The main consumers of the main consumers of our rebars are the self construction business, no? So reply your question?
Yes, just two questions. Okay, operator, we don't have more questions from the webcast.
And as a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star and one on your touchtone phone. And it appears that we have no further questions at this time. I will now turn the program back to Mr. Silgado for any closing remarks.
Thank you again for participating today. It will be a challenging year for us all, and we remain cautious but optimistic that keeping focus on healthy and safety while leveraging our strengths, changing some standards, and quickly adapting to a still uncertain new normal. We should return to our value generation path as we have successfully accomplished in the past. Thank you again. And we are welcome to join us in the future calls and discussions on Aceros Arequipa results. Good afternoon, and please be safe.